With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Want answers quickly to any question you have? Want to solve any problem or issue almost immediately? Well, the Help Bus website has amazing resources that will help you quickly improve any area of your life. The Help Bus will greatly assist you with your health, finances, business, education, job, home, garden, family, parenting, and so much more. Also, get two free gifts when you visit the website at helpbus.net. So why not visit right now?
Okay. Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is at it again with the next hit summer play, What She Won't Do, I Will. Under the direction of the awesomely Holy Spirit-driven Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood, What She Won't Do, I Will depicts the story of real-life trauma, friends, marriage, heated fellowship, deceit, and scandal, followed by a major spiritual overhaul by God. What She Won't Do, I Will, rated M for mature audiences only. What She Won't Do, I Will hits the stage one night only, Sunday, July 6th. At Scott's Theater, 1300 Gindy Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76107. With two shows at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. What She Won't Do, I Will. Live performances by the clever and gifted Mr. Ely and the beautiful Thelma Mitchell. What She Won't Do, I Will. Rated M for mature audiences only. Visit HeadlineMentors.com for ticket info. Again, that's HeadlineMentors.com. Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is under the direction of the brilliant and anointed Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood.
It's time for the 19th annual Cheryl Smith Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon at the USA Bowl on Saturday, June 22nd, 6 to 11 p.m. Celebrity bowlers and guests include Texas Representative Helen Giddings, Miles J, singer and actress Belinda Stanton, country western singer Imaj, radio personalities like Sam Putney, Antonio Johnson, Wendy Schofield, Frankie Wilson, and Daria Tolbert, TV journalist Debbie Denman, film critic Jameel Bradfield, newspaper editor Daryl Blair, Miss Community and author Joyce Ann Brown, sportsman Andrew Wiggum, businessmen John Beckwith and Derek Evans, Pastor Frederick D. Hayes III, former pro athlete Jabari Johnson, Judge Mary Ellen Hicks, publisher Thurman Jones, and a host of others. Just go to don'tbelievethehype.org. That's don'tbelievethehype.org. And sign up your team today. It's the 19th annual Cheryl Smith Don't Believe the Hype Celebrity Bowl-a-thon at the USA Bowl on Saturday, June 22nd, 6 to 11 p.m. Don't you dare miss it. Round the Clock Entertainment presents First Sunday Showcase and Lavish Buffet, Sunday, July 7th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. at the Center City Grill, 3316 Mary Lee Drive in Arlington, with special guests Darnell Moore and company, legendary saxophonist Jeff Acott, Ricky McNeil, G.T. Gray, Robert No-Do Soldier, and new gospel sensation Nemo. Plus, in celebration of the 4th of July weekend, we're going to have a good old-fashioned Texas barbecue. Get your tickets today at firstsunday.eventbrite.com. That's firstsunday.eventbrite.com. Tickets are $20 in advance and $25 at the store. It's First Sunday, Sunday, July 7th from 2 to 5 at the Center City Grill, 3316 Mary Lee Drive in Arlington. Live music, major entertainment, and some great grilling. All on a Sunday afternoon. You know what time it is.
Now you're calm.
Here we go. Here we go, y'all. Excitement. I want you to get excited. Rattle on with us. And I have my beautiful, wonderful co-host, and her name is...
Tabitha White.
Tabitha White. We have some special stuff tonight. If you haven't called in already, better call in, because we got a host of people calling in. We've got something wonderful going on tonight and want you to be a part of it. We have a play, the cast of the play. I'm excited. What she won't do,
I will.
Well, I'm pulling up live right now. I've got Tay Baltimore right now, first of all, and also Jeanette Greenwood. Hey, come on, say something to everybody, Jeanette and Tay. Then we're going to pull in everybody as we need to. Say hello.
Hello, Jeanette Greenwood.
Hey. We are excited tonight. Let me give the backdrop. Let me tell everybody what's happening. What She Won't Do, I Will depicts the story of real-life trauma. Go ahead and tell the story, baby. It says friends, what, marriage, heated fellowship, deceit, and scandal.
Followed by
a major spiritual overhaul by God.
Yes.
This play will reveal how the Holy Spirit can show up and
show out, even in the midst of life's storms, and keep your soul anchored in the Lord. We are excited to have everybody on board tonight. We're going to have some fun. We're going to talk about this. We're going to break it down. We're going to tell you where you can get some tickets. And let's introduce once more Jeanette Greenwood. Hey, how are you doing? And let's get started.
All right, I'm doing fine. How y'all doing? Thank y'all so much for having us on air. It's a blessing and a joy at the same time.
We are excited to have you on board and have the cast here. I mean, they came out in droves tonight, and we have some people logging in. Now, I wanted to tell the people, if you haven't pressed one and you're part of the cast, we won't know that. So we're going to, when we bring you, there you go. I see somebody just pressed one. Thank you. Thanks, Kathy. So everybody press one that's part of the cast, and we'll bring you right up live in just a few minutes. And I'm going to let you, Jeanette and Tay, give me as far as who to bring live, when we're going to bring live, and we're going to do the on-air screen. On-air scene.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give us a backdrop. Tell us how this all got started, if you would tell us, Jeanette.
Well, as when you're asking how it got started, are you talking about the play itself?
Yes,
because it's still forming.
Okay. Big production together. This is exciting.
Okay. Well, actually, I have a mentoring organization. I actually have an organization. It's Headline Mentors and Performing Arts, where we do mentor, and we use performing art as an outlet to channel negative energy by bringing positive results. And so I am a playwright. I write plays, and I do the production. I do all of that with my wonderful, beautiful staff that I have. And this play, actually, the title, I don't know where I got this title from. It was a lot of drama when I thought of it. I'm like, what kind of mess is this? But I had a play, I Didn't Ask to Be Here, that we did a couple of years ago, and then we came up with this one, What She Won't Do, I Will. And it tells a story basically about a lot of situations that are going on today. And the title is very, a lot of people tell me, messy. When you hear What She Won't Do, I Will, but it's a lot that goes on in this play, more than what the title depicts.
Wow. Let me ask you, what can we expect when we get there, when the play debuts on July 7th? What can we expect? I want to ask it from you. What do you have for us when we sit in that audience? What do you expect us to receive?
Okay, well, I expect everybody in that audience to be sitting on the edge of their chairs.
Yeah,
because
good.
The show is more than just a stage play. We have performers. We have some singers. We got children in this play that will blow some adults out of the water with their vocals. And we have original music. We have actors that are on the stage bringing in 150%. This play is like none that you've ever have seen and ever will see for local and aspiring artists here. It's indescribable. It sounds like I'm tooting my own horn, but I wrote it. This cast is bringing it to life. It's all I can say. They are bringing it to life.
Now I'm going to ask you and Tay to direct me. Both of you guys are live right now. Who should I bring on? I want to talk to everybody that I can. We've got about an hour. We can go over a little bit. I don't mind that because we can go as far as we need to go. But who should we bring on just to ask a little bit about their part in the play, their role, how they prepared? Because we got some young actors out there that might want to participate in a production like this. So we want to make sure that we're tapping into all the talent the giftings that's there. And I know there's going to be an incredible anointing just based on what we've read from the show depiction. So who should we bring on right now? We can bring on one or two, three people, five, whatever. But I'm going to let you guys give me the green light to bring them on live. Who should we bring on first?
Okay. You're going to go, Tay?
No, I was going to say you. You'll probably be the best one to project that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. I'm going to say first we're going to bring on Sherry. Sherry Hearns, and she actually plays the role of Jenna. And I'll let you just ask her all the questions.
Okay, Sherry, come on, bring it to us. You're live right now. Tell us, you know, we got some young actors out there. We got people that's going to be first time participating and coming to a play. Tell us what you've done to prepare for your role and how has it impacted your life, first of all, as far as being a cast member. How do you prepare for something like this? Give us something that we can sink our teeth into.
Well, first of all, thank you for having us. I'm just so happy to be here. I'm a very new actress. This is only my fifth play. So the things that Jeanette is doing, like our red carpet event that we're having on the 23rd, and then we've had interviews, radio shows. These are things that a lot of people may, if they are serious about this, they're things that we're blessed to be a part of. I just, to prepare for this part, actually, I watched a whole lot of Housewives.
Sherry, what is your role in the play?
My role, I am Jenna. And not to give away the play, I am at the root of the drama, shall I say.
The root of the drama. I know you can't give too much away, but can you give us a little bit of tidbit of, you know, is this a saucy character? Is this the kind that will bring controversy to get us on the first edge of our seat? Let me ask that question.
A lot of people are not going to like me when this play is over. Or maybe they'll like me when it's over, but they're not going to like me when I first come on.
Wow. Now, when you and I hear a lot of actors say, "Well, I pulled my role from studying this or that." Now, you may not want to tell who you pulled the role from, but did you have a particular person in mind that you derived that character from? Let me ask that.
You know what? I'm going to say I pulled some from my own past experiences.
He is so goofy.
Y'all hear that audience member? See, this is the kind of stuff that makes people want to come out. So you pull some of this from your own life experiences, and when you drew from that, are we going to experience, Sherry, the real emotions all the authenticity of that character that you're pulling from your own experiences?
I'm going to say yes, but I have to put this out there. When I say my experiences, it's past experiences. Past
experiences. Sherry, you have your word. Okay, I got you. Okay.
Of course, there's going to be emotion that's going to come up, and it's going to be real. People are going to feel it.
I love it. Okay, anything that you want to what can you share with somebody that's an actress or actor or a thespian want to be? What would you share with them as far as, what it took to get to this platform? I know you say you're new at this, but what did it take you to get there? What made you know that this was something that you wanted to do?
You know what? It's pure passion. It's I know, like, when I am at rehearsal, when I am on stage, that is the happiest, one of the happiest places that I can be.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tell all new actors and actresses, I've never had any formal training. And if you want to do it and you have the passion for it, you can do it. Just go for it. Don't let anything hold you back. Don't let people hold you back, because if their dreams might not have hashed out and they're going to tell you yours ain't either, bump that. Go do what you want to do.
Yes,
Sherry, I have a question for you. What would you tell Or let me ask you this. Who inspired you to do what you're doing today, and did you have a mentor to coach you along? I know you said that you had no training. So tell me, where did you get your experience from, or who inspired you?
You know what? When I was working at a coffee shop in DeSoto, and the DeSoto Corner Theater was right next door. And there was a man that ran the theater, and I talked to him, told him I had a passion for it. He networked with me with some other people. His name was Bill Ray, and he networked me with a man named Dennis Ravino and his wife, Kathy Baker, and they took me in under their wing. They put me in a play. It's all about networking. It's all about networking. But, yeah, those are the people that first gave me a chance, and I'm so, so, so very thankful for that.
Okay, now, Sherry, we're going to keep you on live. So I want to tell everybody, when we bring you on live, you got to keep in mind, so if you're a heavy breather, just make sure you don't breathe real heavy into the phone, because you're going to pick up the phone. And we're going to think something strange about you. And so So push mute or something like that, or, you know, if you're eating some chicken or something like that, just, you know, might want to push mute. I'm just real, okay? And so we're going to bring the next person on live. Jeanette, tell us who to bring live.
Okay, we're going to bring in the next person that causes all the drama on this show. We're going to bring in Rashad Espy, a.k.a. Chauncey.
Yo.
Hey, Rashad. Hey, hello, Rashad.
Hi, Rashad.
Hey, how's it going?
Tell us what's up with your character. Tell us up. Give us a backdrop of what we're going to expect from you in your character, in your role, and what she won't do, I will.
Ooh, just a bunch of confusion.
Oh, is that right?
Guys, he's confused. The bottom line, he's confused.
He's confused.
Kind of like I'll be in do sometime. We think we got it under wraps, and we think we know how we're going to do something. But what we fail to realize is, in the midst of why we're doing stuff and involving other people, you can never dictate or control no one else's action.
Exactly. Now, I'm going to ask the question, too, like Tabitha asked. What prepared you for this role? Was it real life? Because I know we got that from Sherry. And have you gone through some experiences like this or seen somebody go through this that you pulled your character's role from?
Actually, honestly, kind of these past few roles I've been having, I've kind of had this player role, and I've kind of been doing the player or the abuser, the back.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of led to this point where I'm kind of comfortable walking into it now.
Okay, all right. And what can we expect? What's going to pull us on the front of our seat about your character? And if you don't mind, can you share your character's name and what's going to keep us on the edge of our seat? What's going to make us like you or want to be mad at you?
I play Chauncey, and I'm married, and yet I'm going through Miss Drama Queen Jenna, who, God, will not stay discreet about anything. It's just like through it all, y'all, but you see her just blow up, and Chauncey's still thinking that he got it under control. But you have to just kind of see the rest of it to see how it exactly goes down. But he's at the beginning of it at all. He's still confused, not knowing.
Anything else you can bring to us as far as to somebody that's looking to get into acting, as far as, you know, you get your male, you're a male role model to some people right now. So what would you say to someone that's an aspiring actor?
I would say, just as Jenna said a little earlier, to go for it. You know, make a goal, make it obtainable. But two things that I have adapted into this acting business is, one, the passion. And two, listening. You've got to listen. If you can't listen, then you can't learn anything about this. But the one thing I'm telling people, because I get people to come up to me a lot of times and want to be a part of something, but I tell them it's a lot of dedication and sacrifice. You can't get in this and think you're going to move at your own time. You got to be willing to give up some things and go through some things to get to certain parts and levels of this business.
This is good. This is good. Okay, so I want you to hang on live too. Tay, we got you back live. So you're back live with us. But so Jeanette, lead us to the next person that we want to talk to, and we're excited. This is, I can't wait till we get to the part where we do the on air scene. So let's move it on to the next person and tell us who's next.
Okay, I'm going to bring in Miss Leslie Wilshire. She's actually married in the play to the world's the biggest world NBA star, but we never called his name.
Oh,
she was divorcee. Oh, yeah. She got it going on. So y'all can kind of use your imagination on who the world biggest NBA star was. But we're going to bring in Leslie, and she plays the role of Erica in the play. Come on, Leslie.
Okay, Leslie / Erica, you're live on the platform. Tell us about your role and tell us how you got started in acting and how's it going to impact us sitting on the audience?
All right. Hey, Michael, and hey, Tabitha.
Hey.
All right. Erica Florden, or not Jordan, but Florden. No, I don't. I'm just joking. I don't have a last name.
Hey, but we can imagine.
Yeah, I don't have a last name. But my character, you know, I kind of got it going on, and you know, I'm the voice of reason. You know, a peacemaker of some sorts, and I'm just in the midst of. And that's all I'm going to say. I'm just in the midst of
the
shenanigans
of.
And what's going on.
Did you stir up shenanigans? Let me ask that question.
No, I don't. The Bible says that blessed are the peacemakers.
Yeah.
Michael, you a mess.
Oh, we love it. So we bring the peace.
Yeah,
I like that. You're the one that don't mind telling it like it is, putting it out there. Is that right?
Well, that's in the real. Is that real life? Or you talking about the play?
This is awesome. Now, okay. So when I mean put it out there, I mean the truth, the peace.
Yes, well, I
and not like Medea's peace that passes all of this thing.
I tried. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. Let's say there's a house, and I'm the owner of the house, and there's just a lot of stuff going on around this joint, and somebody's got to try to regulate.
All right. I like regulation.
Yeah, regulate. You know, there's rules, and, you know, people who don't want to follow the rules, you got to try to regulate them. So
you
got to
regulate. I can relate. Can you give us an idea of how you prepared for this role? Is this something that you've experienced, something you've seen before, or you've had somebody that you've patterned this role after, this character after?
You know, we all, you know, if we can just sit back and think about it, we all have somebody in our family that's going through one of these situations, whether it show up at a funeral, a wedding, or at a family reunion or barbecue. We're going to see some of this stuff that happens. So this is what we do. And it just goes down, and you guys just got to come out and see the play to see how all of this stuff plays out.
See, Leslie, you just set the platform right there. You piqued our interest, so we want to come and see what's going to happen. Wow.
Yeah.
Audience.com platform, audience, get ready. This is going to be powerful.
It's going down. It is going down from the opening curtain until the curtain call. It's going down.
Now, I'll always ask this question. I'll ask you to give to our audience members who's an aspiring actor, actress, thespian, give them something that they can glean from you as far as an actor and what they should look out for.
I guess I can say from my personal experience, of course you have to have the passion and you have to have the drive, but you have to also invest in yourself. You can't show up to an audition and they ask for a headshot and then you got a Polaroid or something, you know, on your phone, you know, that you done took at the barbershop. That's not going to work. You're going to have to go out and get some professional headshots. Yeah, you got to get some professional pictures, you know, because it's kind of like you're marketing and you're selling yourself. And yeah. it costs money to do that. So, you know, that's my advice. Just, you know, put a little bit in yourself. If you don't put anything in, you won't get anything out of it. No pain, no gain.
Yep.
So
no gain.
Spend a little money.
I love it. Let's do this real quick. Let's put an ad out there. Let people get to know what this is about again. Everybody that's live, you're staying live. So if you say anything while we're playing this ad, it's going on out on live radio. Hold right on. We're keeping you live.
Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is at it again with the next hit summer play, What She Won't Do, I Will. Under the direction of the awesomely Holy Spirit-driven Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood, What She Won't Do, I Will depicts the story of real-life trauma, friends, marriage, heated fellowship, deceit, and scandal, followed by a major spiritual overhaul by God. What She Won't Do, I Will, rated M for mature audiences only. What She Won't Do, I Will hits the stage one night only, Sunday, July 7th. At Scott's Theater, 1300 Gindy Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76107. With two shows at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. What She Won't Do, I Will. Live performances by the clever and gifted Mr. Ely and the beautiful Thelma Mitchell. What She Won't Do, I Will. Rated M for mature audiences only. Visit HeadlineMentors.com for ticket info. Again, that's HeadlineMentors.com. Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is under the direction of the brilliant and anointed Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood.
And now back to the show with Michael Anthony Johnson and Tabitha White on the NIACOM platform.
We're back live. Okay, we get everybody still live, and we're looking. Jeanette, tell us who the next person is. Everybody's still live, so you know if you got to go do some things, meet your phone, and then come back live because we might pull you right back in. And so we're going to keep you live once we bring you onto the platform. Jeanette, who's next on our?
Okay, I have such a large cast. The next person I want to bring on would be Ivana Smith, and she actually plays the wife of Chauncey. And her name and her name in the play is Vandra.
Vandra.
Wow. Uh-huh.
Tell us what's happening with Vandra.
Hello, how are y'all doing?
There you go. Okay, doing pretty good. Hey, you're live, and I want you to tell us what's happening with your role. Tell us what's going to pull us on the edge of our seat about your character and what we can expect on July 7th from you.
Well, I'm going to say my role is I play the wife of Chauncey, and I'm dealing with the heathen, and I feel like my role, I think a lot of women have gone through, to be honest.
Yeah.
At one point in time in your life, you've been a Vandra or you've been a best friend to a Vandra, and it's just drama. It's a lot of drama, and she's trying to deal with keeping her husband and her family or what the other, what she won't do, she will, dealing with that one, too. So, yes.
Okay. Now, this is my question I've asked everybody else. Where did you pull as far as what persons that you might have, you don't have to say their names, but did you have any particular people that you pulled this character together from, whether it's one person, two, or five or six? And how do you derive this character into your role?
I'm going to say I pulled from myself on some of the past, Ivana, and the present is Vandra wrapped into one. So
wow.
It's a life story, so.
Now, Ivana, does it help when you're on stage and you're in your character mode, does it make you perform better than you probably would if you did not have an experience, a little bit of yourself and a little bit of the character? Am I making sense?
I'm
going
to say yes.
Okay.
It definitely helps because you can relate to the character. A lot of times when you can relate to your character, it brings out old emotions that you can actually use on stage. And it can pull your audience into you because I'm not just playing a part.
I'm giving you some of me, of what I've gone through. So it definitely makes a difference when, like I said, you've even been through it or know someone, because you can kind of use that on stage to say, you know what, this is real, this is life.
Mm. And I got a question for you. Is this going to be a tearjerker?
It's going to be a tearjerker. You're going to need tissue. You're going to have popcorn. You might catch a cramp from laughing so hard. I mean, some parts you might get up and forget you and in the audience, forget you, you're an audience member, and want to run up in and handle some stuff. But it's going to take you through all of your God-given emotions. You're going to use all of them.
I love it. And so, you know, I've watched women, so I want to say this. You know how the neck rolls type of thing? We're going to see a lot of that in the audience.
Yes.
Some of the lines that we hear.
Girl, I know you're going to get it from me. I'm definitely a neck roller. So if y'all want to see the neck roll, you can look at me, because I will be doing that. I'm doing it now.
This is awesome. I love the energy from all the – and I want to say from everybody that I've heard, I love the energy I'm feeling right now, and I can't wait to see this play. And so I'm telling everybody that wants to have something powerful, have an impactful type of event, an evening, come out July 7th. And Jeanette, could you tell us where this event's going to be? I know we got some things online. We got some people listening probably for the first time. Where is this event going to take place, and where can they get the tickets now, or can they go online to get some tickets?
Okay. The event is actually, you got July 7th, but since I think you received the last information, we've actually added another show. So it's going to be the 6th and the 7th. Yeah, it's going to be that Saturday and that Sunday. We're doing a total of three shows, one 7 p.m. on July 6th. And then two shows on July 7th, which is a 3 p.m. and a 7 p.m. show. It's going to be at the Scotts Theater in Fort Worth, Texas, and that's 1300 Gindy Street. And you can log on to the website. Actually, I'm going to give you an easy one. It's whatshewon'tdo.webs.com. You can log on there. And you could actually go on and get your tickets there, or go to our headlinementors.com website and get tickets there as well. And we actually got two spots in Fort Worth for everybody that's for Fort Worth. Sausage Shop over on Seminary 1302 East Seminary Drive in Fort Worth. You can go over there and see Poncho Chambers. He got tickets over there. Actually, right now he's getting rid of tickets for $10. And then we got D&D Tax Service over at 7001 East Lancaster in Fort Worth, Texas. You can see Miss Gwen Jones, and she actually got tickets at her shop. She's doing for $10 as well. So we got they're giving away some $10 tickets there.
And now Tay, you're live now, right? You're right there with me, right?
Always.
We've been talking offline, back and forth. We've been cutting up. Give me your depiction. I want to hear from you. You've been cutting up with me all this time. We've been talking about back and forth, pulling the advertising together, pulling the show together. Tell me, give me your idea of what we are going to experience in the audience and how you're going to pick us up and grab us by our shirt and pull us in.
Well, I'm going to put it like this. As Big Mama say, when you leave, You truly gonna be thinking about getting your house in order. Because if something that happened on that stage is not something that you are going through, it's either something that you went through, or watch this, it's gonna slay you, because it's gonna reveal to you. It's gonna reveal to you what you got going on right now, which 9 times out of 10 you ain't right.
Wow.
You ain't right. Yeah, you ain't right, and you need to get that together. So it's gonna be an extraordinary bowl of emotions. I'll say that.
Wow,
extraordinary bowl
of
emotions. So
we love watching something or going to something that's going to pull something out of us, because we like seeing ourselves in the characters that everybody's going to portray. So my hat's off to you. My hands clapping for everybody that put their energy, their experiences,
everything that you've learned as an actor into these roles, because we definitely want you to bring it when we come to see this.
Absolutely.
On the 6th and 7th. So we've been putting out there the 7th, but it's on Saturday and Sunday. So if you can't make it Sunday, you have no excuse. Get out there and get blessed. I'm trying to tell you right now, you're going to be blessed if you go to this event. And I want to do something. We have an on-air scene, don't we? And so I want to know who should we bring on live, or do we have already live that's going to do the on-air scene? Because I'm sitting on the edge of my chair right now. It's hard to contain myself. And I'm ready to receive. If you're ready to give, I want to see what you're going to give to me right now. Okay, go ahead. Give me free live.
You know
wait a
what?
Minute, wait a minute, Michael. I was going to be like, the doors of the church are open. I was going to get the collection plate and start passing it.
Wow.
I tell you. Yes, we got one candidate for baptism. We got one candidate for baptism.
Okay. You go with a letter or what you call it?
Christian experience.
Christian experience, yes.
Will you come? I need you.
See?
Sabbath is patting on my back right now.
Sit down, honey.
Sabbath, no, you ain't right for being wrong. That's okay. You still going to heaven. You on scholarship. He on scholarship, so he's still going.
Okay, now who's gonna do the live on air? Who's gonna step out there and give us a tidbit of what we're gonna get on the 6th and 7th of July?
Okay, well, this is Jeanette. I have we're actually gonna have, and I'm gonna use their stage names, Jenna and Chauncey.
Okay, Jenna and Chauncey. Give me their names. I can pull them right in. I don't know if you're live right now, but I just got to make sure you're live.
Okay, we have Corey. We have Rashad Espy, and it'll be Sherry Hearns.
Yo,
let me pull them up.
Hello.
Rashad, we got you. And then Sherry, you're live, right?
Yes,
sir.
All right. Tell us when you're ready. You need some time to get in the character. I can put on some music or something. You know, I could dance or something like that.
I'm not going to have
that. I can't.
No,
you
can't.
Okay, we're ready whenever you are.
Hey, baby.
Don't baby me. You get out of your car, my wife, with this BS. What do you think you're doing? She may not know your name, but I know it was you.
Wait, baby, what are you talking about?
Come on, Jenna, you know what I'm talking about. Not only did you call her, but you sent pictures to her phone of you and I with your face cut out. Why are you such a drama queen? Act like she couldn't recognize your see-through self.
Chauncey, I didn't do that. Baby, you know they have that caller ID faker. Anyone could have uploaded that app and put in my number, baby. I didn't do that. Why would I do that? Baby, I love you. I know you and her have been having problems. But, baby, I didn't do that. I promise. Tell me, please. Scene.
That's all y'all gonna get.
Oh! Come on. I was waiting for another minute. Cause I want to hear what he's saying.
Get your tickets. Get your tickets.
They gotta get their tickets now. Just the real quick.
Get your tickets now. And we can let where can they get the tickets? Say it one more time. Where can they get the tickets?
They can go to headlinementors.com or whatshewontdo.webs.com.
I love it. And let's do this one more time. Remember, everybody, we still got you live. We want to do the ad one more time because I want everybody to get a good idea and get in the moment of what you're going to receive for what she won't do. I will. Give me just a second. My phone is, there we go. Okay.
Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is at it again with the next hit summer play, What She Won't Do, I Will. Under the direction of the awesomely Holy Spirit-driven Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood, What She Won't Do, I Will depicts the story of real-life trauma, friends, marriage, heated fellowship, deceit, and scandal, followed by a major spiritual overhaul by God. What She Won't Do, I Will, rated M for mature audiences only. What She Won't Do, I Will hits the stage one night only, Sunday, July 7th. At Scott's Theater, 1300 Gindy Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76107, with two shows at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. What She Won't Do, I Will. Live performances by the clever and gifted Mr. Ely and the beautiful Thelma Mitchell. What She Won't Do, I Will, rated M for mature audiences only. Visit HeadlineMentors.com for ticket info. Again, that's HeadlineMentors.com. Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is under the direction of the brilliant and anointed Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood.
Think it, feel it, live it is our motto. Your appearance is our business. Image is everything. From Detroit to Dallas, we're here to serve your fashion needs. The Texas Tie Guy helps you look good, feel better, and dress for success. Get ready for life and all it has to offer at TexasTieGuy.com. The Texas Tie Guy has everything you need for your professional appearance. Tie box sets, cufflinks, upscale pins, leather portfolios. Call for a free consultation now. 888-665-8802. The Texas Tie Guy at TexasTieGuy.com.
And now back to the show with Michael Anthony Johnson and Tabitha White on the NIACOM platform.
We're back live, everybody. Y'all just blew us away. I just want you to know. I enjoyed that scene tremendously. Thank you so much. Now you got us on the edge of our seat. Now I want to ask a particular question, and this could be for you, Jeanette, you, Tay, anybody that you know. You can chime in just a little bit individually or together. It's for mature audiences only. So what does that mean? Should we leave the teenagers, the young teenagers at home? Because we're going to deal with some real-life drama, or can they come and learn something that they need to learn? Give our audience the caution they need to have and tell us how we ought to conduct ourselves.
Well, actually, it is for mature audience. Kids can come, you know, but we want parents to know that there are going to be mature things. You're not going to hear a bunch of vulgar language or anything like that,
right.
But it's just the fact of the content that will be discussed. We have children in the play. We have probably like seven or eight children that are in this particular play, but we want parents to know the content that is going to be discussed in this play. So that's their choice if they want to bring their child, which I feel every child should sit in, and a lot of kids have already sat at home and watched mom and daddy go through this, so they probably could tell me some things. So it's really up to the parents' choice of what they want their child to do.
And I can already see we're going to have some real-life things going on. And Jeanette, tell me, who can I bring on next? You got an array of people that I still have to bring on, so who's next in line?
Aretha Raxter, and she plays Sandra.
She played Sandra. Let me pull her up real quick, just a second, Aretha. And you're allowed to tell us, hey, how you doing?
Hi, Aretha.
I'm good. How are y'all?
Wonderful.
Yes, we're doing good. We are sitting on the edge of our chairs and wondering, what are you going to bring to this play with your character?
Well, my character, Sandra is a newly converted Christian.
Somebody might have to turn down their radio because we get some feedback there. So if you got your radio turned up, you might have to turn it down a little bit. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Is that better?
Much, much better.
Okay. My character, Sandra, she's a newly converted Christian. And she's getting a little bit of flack from her friends because they haven't completely absorbed the change.
Right.
You know, they're still looking for some of the old Sandra to show up.
I got you. So that
You know what? It's like we get a picture of every type of person in this play, don't we? And you're playing, mm-hmm. playing that younger Christian. And so where – I know you can pull this from real life, but do you – are you pulling this character away out of some people that you've seen maybe in your church or some people you know? Tell us how you formed this character.
Completely. I am completely pulling this person from even myself. You know, the experiences that we go through, you know, thinking back at the time when I first got saved and my friends not completely accepting that, you know, people not completely believing or people looking for me to go back. And a lot of times, you know, new Christians go through that. You know, people don't completely believe, you know, so you... My character, you know, I'm just pushing that, you know, every chance I get, you know, I'm pushing that. Oh, yeah, I am changed, you know, so, and that's what we have to do in life. We have to, if nobody else believes it, we have to believe what God does for us. We have to believe the change that we even ask him for. You know, when you ask God to take you, you got to believe that he did.
That's right. That's right. Now, I know, Aretha, that when I got saved and when I was new, I was still doing some stuff I didn't know I was not supposed to be doing. That's going to be some of it with my mouth. can we expect some of that from you as far as just being just honest and just being who you are as a young Christian, you know, or who you were as a young Christian, but and the character who you are? Are we going to see some funny moments?
I will say... The character is extremely realistic. It's a realistic character.
I love it. Where did you draw your, speaking to remember young actors that's listening on, where did you draw your experiences from? How do you get into character? I guess that's a good question to ask. How do you prepare yourself to get into character for your role?
I just view life, you know, I look back at my own experiences, I look at other people. This is the first play that I've ever done besides, you know, little skits in church growing up or the high school play, you know. Other than that, this is the first production that I've ever been involved in. And I've had to draw. I've had to draw from the other experienced actors around me, Corey and Leslie and Sherry. They've all been, like, extremely helpful in helping me to bring that character out. And of course, I study. I have to study. I have to, you know, go over my lines, get in the mirror, and learn the lines because it's... So even to be able to act the part, you have to know what to say. So, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for Jeanette and Tay. You know, they've all been just, even in my audition, Tay was just so helpful to me. Everything has been just a life-changing experience for me doing this.
Wow. And you know what we're going to be doing from the audience? Rooting you on, and also we're gonna be able to look back at our own lives when we look at you. So I applaud you stepping onto the wonderful platform that Jeanette's given, and we look forward to seeing some great things. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeanette, and who is our next person that we're gonna bring live? Because we're getting close to the hour. Like I said, we can go over, but we just want to bring as many people that we can draw from and ask questions and get even more excited about this play.
Okay, I'm going to bring one of the kids. Zarnae, are you still with us, Zarnae?
Just a second. Let me bring her live real quick. She's there. Zarnae, we got you. You're live.
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
Zarnae,
how old are you?
18. And tell us what your role is in the play. And tell us, you know, what you're experiencing right now. How long have you been acting?
Well, this is my first play.
Awesome. Are you excited?
Yes.
You know, we're going to be out there watching you. I'm not trying to scare you or anything. We're going to all be out there watching you and stuff like that. You know, if you want to step up to the plate, you're going to give us what we're asking for, right? I'm just being funny. But I just want to ask you, how are you preparing for your role? And how are you getting ready to portray your character and give us the name of your character?
I've been preparing good. It's kind of easy, but I'm still kind of getting the hang of it. But mm-hmm. I play Michelle, and I play
Michelle?
The daughter of Erica.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. And so are you going to bring some funny stuff, some stuff that's going to, you know, that you normally experience in your teenage years? You're going to bring some of that character out, and so we're going to have some teenagers in the audience. They're going to be able to relate to you. You know what I'm saying? You're going to bring that, you're going to bring that for us?
Yes.
Tell us how you're going to do that. This is Uncle Mike. He makes you talk, baby.
Sure does.
You got to give me more than yes. You got to talk to Uncle Michael.
What did
you
say now?
You got to tell me. You got to talk. You want to tell me more than yes. How are you going to bring that character to life for us? Have you been preparing? You've been in the mirror. You've been, you know, you got your lines ready, and you're going to bring this character to real life so everybody can experience what you're feeling and your emotions and everything.
Yes, I'm bringing to life because the character I play in the play is kind of like myself in real life, like the attitude and everything.
Oh, I see. That's what we like. We like real life depictions of real life people that's going to step up to the places and show us what it's like to be a teenager in this time and era.
That's right.
And that's what we want to hear. That's exactly what we want to hear. So you going to keep us on the edge of our chairs too?
Huh?
You going to keep us on the edge of our chairs when we see your character?
Yes.
All right.
And Michael, this is Jeanette. She's one of the ones. She's going to put you past your seats. This girl can sing, S-A-N-G-G-G-G-G-G.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Can you give us something, a little bit of taste of what you're going to sing? You know what I'm saying? Give us some of that voice.
Okay. Even though your wind blows,
mm-hmm.
I want you to know you call me my home. Cause I'm in his arms. Even though your rain falls, I can still make this call. Let there be peace. Now I can say, go away.
Okay, get your tickets now. Get your tickets now. And also, we're going to get her signed to a record deal. You already got signed with a label already? No.
You know
you can sing. No, I'm going to say it this way. You can sing, how we say
Thank
in our church. You.
You
know you bring it. We can't wait to hear you. And so we look forward to seeing what you're going to bring and hearing that incredible voice again. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
What talent. Teenagers, everybody that heard that, you're listening to tonight, and you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, get there. Get your tickets now.
Right now.
All right, Jeanette, we're ready for you. Tell us what's next.
Okay, I want to bring another youth. She's actually not a youth, but she's playing a youth, and I want to bring – does Amber get back on the call?
Amber, let me see if we got her.
Because she had fell off, she had contacted me. Maybe she didn't get back on. Do
no,
we have Michelin? Is Michelin on the call?
Let me see. Michelin, I've got. So, see, some people dropped and they called back in, so I don't know what their numbers are now. And so, let me see. The only one I've got. A 469. We got somebody that just dropped again. Okay, we got a 469-571. You know who that is? Okay, we're bringing it live. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, 469-571-1483. Who is that? You're live.
Sherry. That's Sherry.
Sherry, okay. Okay, well, we got you back live. Okay, hold on a second. We bring Tay back live again. We got you back on. Tay, you're back live again.
All right.
And we got 817-806-8256. Who's that? You're live. You're live.
Yeah, that's Johnny.
Johnny, we got you, Johnny. Okay, and we got 724-4747. I don't want to say all your numbers out. 817-724-4715. You're live. Who's that?
Miss Shaylin.
There she is.
There she is, Shaylin. Thank you, thank you. You're live. So we want to talk to you. Tell us about your character, Shaylin.
She's an eavesdropper.
Say it again, babe.
She's an eavesdropper.
Oh, the eavesdropper. Ah! tell us about what you're going to be doing in the play, and what's going to grab our attention about you. Tell us about the character you're playing. Tell us about the character you're playing, Shaylin. It's the eavesdropper. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to be being nosy to the grown-ups' conversation.
Ah! Oh,
looking
my
out
goodness.
For my mama, telling them, telling her what they were saying about her.
And how old are you?
11.
11 years old. Wow.
Wow.
And you know, are you excited about being a part of this play?
Yes.
And so you're going to have a lot of your friends out there, too. Are you getting a lot of your friends involved so they can see you play to play your part for the first time?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes. Are you inviting some of your friends so they can see you play in this way, in this role for the first time?
Yes.
And, okay, I know you're 11 years old, but tell our 11-year-old audience members that's listening tonight, why you want them to come see this play?
Because it's a great play with a lot of drama.
Oh, great play and a lot of drama. I love it. Well, I know you're going to do very, very well. I know you're young, but, you know, we're going to be out there watching you and rooting you on and know that you're going to do a fantastic job. Just know that you got people out there. You got your Uncle Michael here and Aunt Tabitha that's going to be rooting you on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you so much. All right, Jeanette, this is incredible. I'm listening to everybody, and we're pulling excitement from all age groups, I can see. We got the 11-year-old, we got 18-year-old, we got every different kind of character. Tell us again, tell our audience members why they don't want to miss this play. We got about 4 minutes left before the end of the show, but we can go over a little bit because I want to do some more advertising near the end of the show, and we want everybody to sign off with a big, you know, what the name of the show is, so we want to end it big as well. So, Jeanette, give us a little bit more of why we're going to come to this show and what we're going to walk away with.
Come to the show if you need to be restored in your faith, because it's a lot of situations where faith is actually going to play a part in. So I see a lot of restoration in this play. A lot, the title, What She Won't Do, I Will, yeah, it's drama, but it's healing also.
Wow. I'm going to bring Kathy Hawkins live, and I'm bringing Portia live. And I want everybody to say together what the name of the play is. Ready, set, go.
What she won't do, I will.
You know what that sounds like? It's not like when you try to read the scripture in church. Everybody always going to have their own translation. Someone say it fast.
Come on, King James. I don't know what they are.
Who do I will.
Now,
stop reading, whoever that was. We're looking forward to this play. And I just want to tell everybody that's listening, everybody's live, by the way. I just want to say we're looking forward to this play, and I know you guys are going to bring it. I'm going to bring you some Portia. I'm bringing you. Portia, we got you live twice. I don't know why. We bring you live again, and we got somebody else from the 940 area code. If you're not part of the play, you are now. We're bringing you live too. somebody else from the Fort Worth area, we're bringing you live too. So if you're not part of the play, you live anyway. So everybody's live. Women, ma'am, even you live.
Thank you, boy.
Okay. Everybody's live. We're gonna all encourage everybody to go see the play. Everybody tell us all at one time why we should see the play.
Ethan.
When you wake up, you be like, face all tore up, ugly, looking like the world just coming down.
Hey, this has been incredible, incredible show, and I know it's going to be an incredible, incredible play. We take our hats off to you. We're going to be wishing you well. We're going to be well wishes out in the audience. We're going to come with expectation to see great things happen. And, Jeanette, we look forward to great and greater things that's coming forth from you, from your production, from your plays.
Amen.
Our hats
Amen.
Off to you as well. We can say right now you are part of the NIACOM family. And
welcome.
Welcome, 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 everybody. So
thank you.
Mm-hmm. And so,
thank you. Can I kick some shouts out?
Yes, you sure can. You sure can.
I want to kick some shouts out because I couldn't get all of my cast member on here. But I just want to kick a shout out to all of my cast members. I want to kick a shout out to Quinn Spence. She's going to be bringing it on the stage with her George Tolbert. And somebody gonna need to mute their phone.
Yes, ma'am. Ooh, mute your phone. Mute your phone, please.
Just a second.
What you got? What's on the phone line?
Quiet on the set.
I need quiet on the set.
Beverly,
thanks a lot. I am tired. Wait. Somebody
explain
it to their big mama.
We on the phone talking about what she won't do. Oh, goodness gracious.
Lord. God, help me to do
it. We just want
big mama
here, man.
Big mama.
There was somebody big mama. She, big mama on the number two Usher board. That's how you got to talk to them. That's them Usher board members. You
gotta
slow down for them.
Oh my God. But anyway, let me finish kicking my shouts out. I wanna kick that shout out again to Robin White, Quinn Spence, Josh Davis, George Colbert. I wanna kick a shout out to all of them. Mr. Ely, which is going to be performing, an R&B artist. Thelma Mitchell, which is coming in, is going to be a performer live on our stage. And we got some live performance. I'm telling y'all, it's going down. Mr. Ely is coming all the way from Florida, but he's from Longview, Texas. He's going to be actually on the stage performing. We got, like you say, Portia Jackson. She's on the phone. We got Johnny Richardson. He's on the phone playing Daddy in the play. I want to kick a shout-out to Davina Kenora. She's my co-director, events coordinator. Camille Dancer, she's writing all the songs. We got some bad songs coming out. Ronald Porter, he's our music. I want to tell all of y'all, I thank God for everybody that is coming in, that's working with HMPA, that's working with me on this play, because it's going to be a blessing. We got people that are performing live. This play, I'm going to tell you the best scene, Michael, where all the drama going to start at, I'm going to leave you with this. This is where the drama going to happen. The house party.
Get on up and shout out to
DJ Patrick Fluellen. Yeah, DJ Patrick Fluellen. Yeah, it's a house party.
Drop it down low.
One at a time. I know we got people just dropping off and hanging up and everything, but everybody that's left, give us a one-word depiction of what you believe that we're going to walk away with. Everybody else that's live. Give us one word.
Victory.
One at a time. One at a time, please. Go ahead, y'all.
Victory.
Okay, let me say out the word.
Restoration. We might need you to do a roll call, Michael. Could you do a roll call so we can so we won't be on here all screaming together.
Okay, Kathy Hawkins.
Yes.
You say yes. That's your word.
He gonna walk when he calls y'all name.
Michael, oh my God!
He gonna walk away with one word, guys.
I couldn't hear the question because everybody was talking and laughing.
Okay,
so
let's go back to Kathy. Oh, okay. Okay, Kathy, give us a one word. Or she said, but that she was saying yes because I called her name.
Oh.
We're not in school, Kathy. Okay, I'm just. Kathy, give us one word of what this play is gonna give to us. She got shy on us. Kathy, come on, man.
Kathy, the play is awesome. All I can say is
awesome.
The play is awesome.
Jornay.
My one word is she can sing.
She can sing. Aretha.
Change.
Leslie.
Victorious.
Victorious. I like that.
Victorious.
Okay. Hey, Portia.
Restoration.
Restoration. I heard that before. I'm sorry about that. I got you on two lines, Portia. That's why I called your name again. And everybody else, you want to shout out your word because we're about to time out. So shout out your word.
Restoration.
That's it, right there. Already. Okay, we're going to stop.
Fist fight.
Oh.
Now they want to say what that word is. See Jeanette.
Special needs.
Thank you to all
special.
You guys are awesome. And we're going to chime off with the advertiser for the play. We're going to say, hey, go out, be a part of this, support this, and support functions like this from Jeanette, as you see it coming forth, as far as the future plays for Get Behind on the 6th and 7th of July. Get out to the website. And tell us that website again, Jeanette.
It's www.headlinementors.org.
.org. And we're going to go out with the play right now. And just a play ad. But we're going to say goodnight to everybody. Thank you so much.
Good night, everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of NICOM.
And we'll be back.
Good night.
We'll be there in droves tonight. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good
thank
night.
You all.
Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is at it again with the next hit summer play, What She Won't Do, I Will. Under the direction of the awesomely Holy Spirit-driven Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood, What She Won't Do, I Will depicts the story of real-life trauma, friends, marriage, heated fellowship, deceit, and scandal, followed by a major spiritual overhaul by God. What She Won't Do, I Will, rated M for mature audiences only. What She Won't Do, I Will hits the stage one night only. Sunday, July 7th at Scott's Theater, 1300 Gindy Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76107. With two shows at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. What She Won't Do, I Will. Live performances by the clever and gifted Mr. Ely and the beautiful Thelma Mitchell. What She Won't Do, I Will. Rated M for mature audiences only. Visit HeadlineMentors.com for ticket info. Again, that's HeadlineMentors.com. Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is under the direction of the brilliant and anointed Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood. Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is at it again with the next hit summer play, What She Won't Do, I Will. Under the direction of the awesomely Holy Spirit-driven Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood, What She Won't Do, I Will depicts the story of real-life trauma, friends, marriage, heated fellowship, deceit, and scandal, followed by a major spiritual overhaul by God. What She Won't Do, I Will, rated M for mature audiences only. What She Won't Do, I Will hits the stage one night only, Sunday, July 7th. At Scott's Theater, 1300 Gindy Street, Fort Worth, Texas, 76107. With two shows at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. What She Won't Do, I Will. Live performances by the clever and gifted Mr. Ely and the beautiful Thelma Mitchell. What She Won't Do, I Will. Rated M for mature audiences only. Visit HeadlineMentors.com for ticket info. Again, that's HeadlineMentors.com. Headline Mentors and Performing Arts is under the direction of the brilliant and anointed Mrs. Jeanette Greenwood.
And wanted to say, if you're listening to that ad, we also added July 6th. So July 6th and July 7th, go out and be a part of this play. Get your tickets now, and I'm telling you, you're going to be blessed. Have a great evening from NIACOM. This is Good Night from Michael Anthony Johnson and
Tabitha White. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.